everyone, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I was looking on MormonNewsroom.org the other day, and I found a story that the church has just announced a new website entitled MormonsInChina.org. And there's a really nice video from Elder Oaks on Mormon Newsroom that explains the purpose of this new website. And it talks about how it was designed specifically for those from the People's Republic of China who have joined The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints while living in other nations of the world. This website is designed for them to help them find the church in China and also who to contact for information. So that's a new website that's been developed here at church headquarters that I wanted to let you know about, just in case you haven't had the opportunity to see it on the church's website. Now, last week, I interviewed Christina Torriente-Robé, who is the filmmaker behind the Mormon message Courage, which is the story of Esther, as well as some modern-day examples. And there was another story that I wanted to play that talked about having courage in difficult situations. And I wanted to play that for you today, and this is from Bishop Gary E. Stevenson, and it's called Be Valiant in Courage, Strength, and Activity, and it's from General Conference, October 2012, and I'm going to play that for you now.
Some years ago, John was accepted at a prestigious Japanese university. He would be part of the international student program with many other top students from around the world. Some enrolled with the hope to deepen their understanding of the culture and language. Others viewed it as a stepping stone to an eventual profession and employment in Japan, but all had left home to study in a foreign country. Soon after John's arrival, word of a party to be held on the rooftop of a private residence spread among the foreign student population. That evening, John and two friends made their way to the advertised address. Following an elevator ride to the top floor of the building, John and his friends navigated the single narrow stairway leading to the rooftop and began mingling with the others. As the night wore on, the atmosphere changed. The noise, music volume, and alcohol amplified, as did John's uneasiness. Then suddenly, someone began organizing the students into a large circle with the intent of sharing marijuana cigarettes. John grimaced and quickly informed the two friends that it was time to leave. Almost in ridicule, one of them replied, "John, this is easy. We'll just stand in the circle, and when it is our turn, we'll just pass it along rather than smoke it. That way, we won't have to embarrass ourselves in front of everyone by leaving." This sounded easy to John, but it did not sound right. He knew he had to announce his intention and act. In a moment, he mustered his courage and told them that they could do as they wished, but he was leaving. One friend decided to stay and join the circle. The other reluctantly followed John down the stairs to board the elevator. Much to their surprise, when the elevator doors opened, Japanese police officers poured out and hurried to ascend the stairs to the rooftop. John and his friend boarded the elevator and departed. When the police appeared at the top of the stairs, the students quickly threw the illegal drugs off the roof so they wouldn't be caught. After securing the stairway, however, the officers lined up everyone on the roof and asked each student to extend both hands. The officers then walked down the line, carefully smelling each student's thumbs and index fingers. All who had held the marijuana, whether they had smoked it or not, were presumed guilty, and there were huge consequences. Almost without exception, the students who had remained on the rooftop were expelled from their respective universities, and those convicted of a crime were likely deported from Japan. Dreams of an education, years of preparation, and the possibility of future employment in Japan were dashed in a moment. Now let me tell you what happened to these three friends. The friend who stayed on the roof was expelled from the university in Japan, which he had worked so hard to be accepted and was required to return home. The friend who left the party that night with John finished school in Japan and went on to earn degrees from two top-tier universities in the United States. His career took him back to Asia, where he has enjoyed immense professional success. He remains grateful to this day for John's courageous example. As for John, the consequences in his life have been immeasurable. His time in Japan that year led him to a happy marriage and subsequent birth of two sons. He has been a very successful businessman and recently became a professor at a Japanese university. Imagine how different his life would have been had he not had the courage to leave the party on that important evening in Japan.
Isn't that a great story about being courageous? The interesting thing about courage is you never know who you're going to influence. Someone is watching. It could be a friend, it could be your own child, or another family member. But our being courageous can have an impact on those around us, and I thought that was a great story. And even how small and simple things can really turn into huge things. And because John was courageous, it affected his whole life, his career, his relationship with those people in Japan, and even this friend that he was helping as well. So I thought that was a great story. And in closing today, I wanted to leave you with our song of the day, which is called Not the Only One. It's a song written by Sherry Call, but in this particular arrangement, David Osmond is the singer. And I'd like to read you some of the words, and I want you to guess who it's referring to. Quote, "There's a man who is trembling at the edge of the sea, with thousands of people leaning on him, and the enemy's gaining. There's no place to hide, so he raises his staff and he runs into the midst of the water that followed the will of the Lord, into the place where you're living on faith that is stronger than fear, stronger than swords. I am not the only one who has ever been cornered when suddenly God splits the sea. I am not the only one who has needed a Savior and prayed for the one who could save me. I'm not the only one." End of quote. So I'm sure you figured it out that that is a story about Moses when he parted the waters of the Red Sea and the children of Israel went through on dry ground. And I love this song, but I particularly love these lyrics. I just get chills every time I think about what that would have been like to watch that or to see that. And then how she relates Moses' experience to us and that he's not the only one who's ever been in a situation where he's been cornered or the enemy's upon him and he needs a savior to deliver him from that situation. So too, may we need to be courageous in some situation we find ourselves in, like the story that Bishop Stevenson told or one of our own. And so I'm going to play that for you now. Again, it's called Not the Only One, and this song is featuring David Osmond. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a great day.
There's a man who is trembling at the edge of the sea, with thousands of people leaning on him, and the enemy's gaining, there's no place to hide. So he raises his staff and he runs into the midst of the water that followed the will of the Lord, into the place where you're living on faith. Stronger than fear, stronger than swords. I am not the only one who has ever been cornered when suddenly God splits the sea. I am not the only one who has needed a Savior and prayed for the one who could save me. I'm not the only one. I have never had a water from the center of a stone. I have never tamed lions or lived in a well in the fiery furnace surrounding me now. It's only my doubts and my fears. But deep in a heart that is hurting, I still have to trust in the Lord. But the words of the ancients tell of a God who is stronger than kings, stronger than swords. I am not the only one who has ever been friendless or lost in a wilderness place. I am not the only one.
been rescued by mercy in exchange for my slivers of perfect faith. I'm not the only one. So many people changed by the truth through the ages of time. So many miracles, amazing and new when I hear them for the thousandth time. I am not the only one who will worship my Maker on the day that I fall at His feet. I am not the only one who will cherish the heroes who lived all these stories that saved me. I'm not the only one. I am not the only one. I am not the only one who has needed a Savior and prayed for the one who could save me. I'm not the only one. Not the only one.